Dave, obviously the talk right now is the financial future that's facing these producers out here in drought areas especially. What are they facing and what should they be doing right now?
Well, it's just like any weather-related challenge that the farmers face periodically. There's all kinds of ingenuity and innovation that has to be applied to a shortage like this in the areas that are stricken by the drought. We've talked to some of our producers that are finding ways to take advantage of at least the stocks and maybe make it available for heifer feed, things like that. Fortunately, some guys are going into this fall with a good inventory of forage from last year. But it's obviously requires a good banker to deal with the financial insecurity that they might have to face to chew up some of their equity to get those cows fed and keep the production levels where they need to be. So it's really a case by case. Some of those guys that in the past have had corn to sell as part of their cash flow, that's not likely to be there. Fortunately for us, we've got a good chunk of our customers are in the northern half of the state where things are quite a bit different. But I guess things like trucking feed in, higher prices gets looked at differently in these times than you might otherwise look at. So there's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but it really takes some forward planning, sitting down with your banker and trying to figure out what's the cash flow going to look like and what can we do to adjust some things to weather the storm, so to speak.
And this is where it's really important to have someone experienced in agriculture that you're dealing with.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's where people that aren't used to the ups and downs of agriculture, whether it be prices, weather, health-related things that might affect their farming operation, you've got to be willing and able to understand how a farmer has to deal with ups and downs in their cash flow and things like that. It's not every year isn't going to be like the last.
Going into this, after a disastrous 2009, pretty well recovered on their equity, though, haven't they?
There's a 2010. Most dairy producers, who we deal with a lot of them, made a little bit of progress in 2010, and a lot of them made a lot of progress last year. So, in general, they might have recovered what was lost in 2009 between those 2 years. So they're, and then with land appreciation, there's certainly more equity. That doesn't always translate into cash flow, of course, but that's given them a little bit more cushion to help them prepare for the storms that this year is likely to bring some of them.
Is this going to have an effect on land values, specifically in southern Wisconsin and other drought areas?
It's hard to say. Your instincts say that it's probably going to slow some of the enthusiasm. People's borrowing power might be temporarily affected. And the guys that are, dealing with the cash cropping operations that have had high prices of corn fueling some of that interest in land are possibly going to be slowed a little bit. But, $7 corn, if the short supply this year is quite widespread across much bigger area than just Wisconsin, which we certainly know is true, how long is that inventory of corn going to be, is it going to take to replenish that and bring prices down to a more reasonable level? So it's hard to say. I heard an economist speaking about the land bubble, so to speak. Is it a bubble? And he put a plot map out with about 30 different events that could occur in the world that could have either a negative or positive effect on land values. And if you pick any number of those at any one given time, you could paint a scenario of rapid increases over the next 10 years or rapid drops. So it's hard to know which one of those 30 different events is likely to happen.
Of course, another variable right now is you're looking at a farm bill and you're not quite certain what's going to come out of that or if we'll even see one yet this year. Are there some things that producers should be cognizant of in that legislation that could affect their operation down the road and the decisions they make now?
Well, certainly there's a lot of talk about doing away with the MILC payments, which affects a certain segment of the dairy industry more than others. There's talk about, the supply management provisions of some of the insurance type protections that are being talked about as a replacement to some of that. And it certainly, when you look at a dairy producer producing, you know, a million pounds a month or more, the impact that those kind of programs have on their operation can be significant. So in terms of risk management and some of those things, but I think the international outlook, global supply demand considerations, value of the dollar probably affect dairy producers' future as much as government program farm bill issues here in the United States. So it's a real mixed bag. I think the good producers are constantly aware of that as much as they watch the weather or milk price. They need to be watching what's going on in Washington and how it could affect their operations so they can adjust accordingly.
And what's going on in New Zealand as well.
Correct. That's absolutely true.
Now, if they'd like more information on Investors Community Bank,
you can contact us at our toll-free number, 888-686-9998, I'm sorry. Or go on our website at www.investorscommunitybank.com.